Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Same message. We got to play team defense. Let's try to make a team one-dimensional. Stop the run. Take control of the line of scrimmage. That's everything we preach each and every week. So nothing different. We just had to just handle up and just tighten the screws.
Trey, you had a big
kind of plan to like maybe see how you were doing, and then you ended up coming out, you know, with at least a quarter left or something like that. How did you feel like throughout the game, like being out there and playing that much?
It felt good. My wind was tested a little bit, so you know, coaches make sure they was being smart with me and make sure I was communicating with them too. And then once the game was pretty much in hand, just trying to be smart, knowing that I hadn't really practiced in 3 weeks. Didn't want to sort of overdo it, knowing that I got a game Thursday, so being smart.
Trey, you had a tackle for loss early in the second quarter, I think it was. Take us through that call and that play.
Coach called one of the blitzes, and, you know, Coach McDermott is always on us about, you know, if we're going to send you, make sure you make a play. And so happened they ran a play that came right to me, and I was able to capitalize on it.
You had a big celebration facing the end zone after that. Just take us through that moment of, like, really celebrating the play.
Well, it was my first play being made back in Bills Blue, so it's something to can celebrate. you know, my teammates have been supporting me along the way. I'm just so happy to be back with the guys, man, and make plays with guys that I'm so familiar with and I have been playing with for a long time. So it was a big play for us. You know, anytime you can get a negative play on first and second down, it sets us up for to have success on third down.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.